Aunt Beth hugged her sister and her niece and nephew for a long time. Ben just stood at the window looking outside. He was worried about his family and hoped that they were safe.
Look!
He shouted to the others.
There's a white rabbit in the street. He's wearing clothes and carrying a watch.
It's the rabbit from Alice in Wonderland,
said Sophia. Suddenly, something else ran into the street. Ben gasped.
The rabbit is being chased by a monster!
They watched as the white rabbit jumped down a hole and escaped. The TV gave the answer.
London is being attacked,
said the newsreader.
Boats on the River Thames are being chased by sea monsters.
The children looked at each other. They all remembered the sea monster that was going to eat Andromeda. Merlin was standing at the doorway with the key in his hand.
I need the book,
he said. Aunt Beth started to walk across the room when suddenly a terrible noise filled the air.
An aeroplane!
Shouted Ben in terror.
That noise isn't made by aeroplanes,
said Leo, who was a big science fiction fan.
That noise is made by aliens!
Suddenly, a beam of light smashed through one of the walls. They looked up and saw a silver machine on three long, long legs.
Those look like the alien machines from the War of the Worlds,
shouted Leo.
What?
Shouted Anna.
It's a science fiction book. It's by H.G. Wells,
replied Leo. The alien machine started to come closer. It had seen them. Ben looked around in fear. A bookcase had fallen on Merlin.
I can't move,
cried Merlin.
I'm trapped.
Aunt Beth had fallen too, and she had dropped the book at Ben's feet. Ben knew that he had to do something. He picked the book up and started to run towards Merlin. The alien had seen him. It started firing beams of light. But Ben didn't stop. He ran across the room and pushed the book into Merlin's hands. The old man pushed the key into the lock which had appeared on the front of the book. Ben could see a long shadow.
That shadow is made by something right behind me,
he thought.
It's the alien machine.
Was this the end for them all? No. Suddenly, the shadow disappeared. The others helped to lift the bookcase off Merlin.
It's over,
said the old man with a smile.
The magic worked.